Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to feel understood. I think that's what I'm going to call it. All right, next suggestion on how to be more understood. Spend more time in the energy of empowerment. Spend more time in the energy of empowerment, or feel, consciously choose to feel empowered. Here's why. Very much like the previous show on the critic, our inner critic, when we are not being empowered, we are embodying the energy of victimhood, which means I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, right? Empowerment means I can, I can, I can. So, when you are in the energy of I can, I can, I can, I can't, the victim, the energy of the victim, is afraid and it's weak and it pushes, just like the critic, it pushes connection away. So when you're feeling, I think some of the most lonely times of my life are when I'm in a state of victimhood, feeling like I can't, and all the judgment that comes with that, of course. That's usually a large part of the critic. Because you feel so weak, you don't want to be energetically weak. You don't want to be connected to other people. You don't, like, you do want to be understood, but there's a part of you that feels like you can't be, right? Especially if you're around somebody who is embodying the energy of empowerment. It's not a vibrational match, right? So if you want to feel more understood, start embodying the energy of empowerment. Know that you can. Know that you will. Know that you will. You do. I do. So here are the affirmations, actually, that go along with it. I can. I can. I can. I will. I will. I will. I do. I do. I do. Very different energy than I can't. I can't. I can't. I won't. I won't. I won't. I don't. I don't. I don't. Very different energy. And in that, when we're embodying victimhood, and oftentimes we don't even know that we're doing it, so in no way am I attempting to make you wrong in that. Believe me, there have been lots of times in my life where I have been in the energy of victimhood, but it's the time when I don't want to connect. And so there are things, there's a vibe, there are shifts, there are ways in which we embody energy that draws people to us or pushes people away. And this is one of them. And so if you want to feel more understood by those around you, I would encourage you to embody the energy of empowerment. Seek, know, become empowered. Because I find, on the flip side of this, when I am feeling empowered, people just come to me. That's it. I don't have to chase. I don't have to over-explain. I don't have to feel less than. People just come to me. So be willing to embody the energy of empowerment. The more powerful you feel, just by the nature of it, because think about it, that power I'm referencing, I reference all the time in this show, it comes from source, it comes from the light that is meant to connect you. And it's when we sever that connection by feeling like we can't do what we want or what we need, or we can't fulfill our vision for our life, or we can't survive, or that's a lack of connection to source. So just in moving into empowerment, not only do we realign and connect to spirit, I think that's why when I feel empowered, I feel less of a need to run around and pay attention to me. I just know I'm connected to source and I'm good and I'm understood, and people show up. Relationships show up, opportunities show up, things show up. So embody the energy of empowerment. Okay, that's my show. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package and sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program.